In Nigeria, Africa's most populous country, labor unions declared a nationwide strike today. They're protesting a government decision earlier in the month to raise the price of gasoline by 18%. Yesterday, the government warned the strike would be illegal, and today police cracked down on protesters. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Lagos.
Outside a TV news studio in Lagos, union members sing songs of protest following the arrest of their leader. Earlier this morning, police fired tear gas at Adams Oshomole, the president of the Nigeria Labor Congress, as he led a small group of demonstrators towards government offices. Adams and several of his colleagues were then hauled off to jail and later charged with unlawful assembly and disturbing the peace. But the setback didn't stop Nigeria's labor unions from succeeding in bringing much of the country to a halt. In the commercial capital of Lagos, streets that are normally crammed with honking taxis and buses were eerily empty, except for a few pedestrians. Throughout the country's cities, businesses were closed and residents stayed home from work. Asagawara Emmanuel of Nigeria's textile union says most Nigerians support the national strike against gasoline price hikes.
When the prices go high and the poverty level is, it's more than 67.5%, what happens? Then people who are already poor are further impoverished.
Two-thirds of Nigeria's population live on less than a dollar a day, and many are without electricity, running water, and other basic services. One resource Nigeria does have, however, is oil. It's the sixth largest crude oil exporter in the world. Consequently, one perk Nigerians have come to expect from their government is cheap gasoline that's sold at less than 80 cents a gallon. A protest flyer today reads, "We cannot pay international prices for our God-given oil." The problem is that the country doesn't have enough refineries to process the crude oil. So the government spends more than $1 billion a year importing and subsidizing gasoline. It's an expensive policy that's led to chronic fuel shortages and widespread smuggling on the black market. One strike supporter, a railway worker named Adeyemi, says the issue here isn't gasoline prices, but bad government.
The government is not good. It's not helping the masses. It's not helping anybody than itself. Look at those in power.
Adeyemi says he's been on strike since last week, ever since managers failed to pay him and other railway workers their salaries. But not every Nigerian can afford the same commitment to the labor protest. A commercial bus driver named Tunde Lawal ordinarily makes enough to eat each day by driving passengers around Lagos in his van. Though he supports the labor movement, he says he'll suffer if the strike lasts more than a day.
Today I feel myself today too, because when I work I will get something to eat, but there's no money, no anything.
I work to feed my family, he says. Now with the strike, there's no money. If the strike lasts for 2 or 3 days, it'll be difficult to buy food to eat. This isn't the first time Nigeria's government has clashed with the unions over gasoline prices. 2 years ago, President Olusegun Obasanjo backed down after a similar national strike paralyzed the country for more than a week. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.